This is the Startup Report.
This podcast episode is sponsored by the Startup Report, home of the revolutionary SaaS platform, the Startup Video Press Release Builder.
All right, let's dive in. Today, we're tackling the world of entrepreneurship.
Ooh, exciting.
It is. And we've got a great guide for our deep dive today, Mark Oretzkin.
Ooh.
He's a seasoned business owner.
Yeah.
And he's kind of taken everything he's learned, all his experience, you know, advice from mentors and stuff.
Right.
And he's put it together into this really interesting resource.
Mm.
It's called 16 Questions an Entrepreneur Needs to Answer in His Sleep.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah. So it's all about, like, having your business down pat, you know?
Like, you know it so well.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you could explain it in your sleep, which is basically what a good elevator pitch is all about, right?
Exactly. Being able to sum up what you do in a way that grabs people's attention.
Right. And you never know when you're going to need it, you know?
Yeah.
Picture this. You're at a conference.
Okay.
You're surrounded by all these big names, industry leaders,
mm-hmm.
and someone just casually asks, so what do you do?
Oh, yeah. Gotta be ready for that.
Exactly. That's prime elevator pitch territory.
For sure. Or like when you show up late to a networking event.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's already done their introductions.
You gotta make a strong first impression.
You gotta stand out. And Oretzkin even talks about, like, you're stuck in the back row at a presentation.
Hmm.
You've got this burning question or an amazing insight, but how do you get noticed?
You gotta be confident, clear, concise.
Boom. Elevator pitch to the rescue.
Love it.
Okay, so let's get into these 16 questions.
All right.
Now, we're not going to just, like, list them all off. You know?
Yeah, that wouldn't be very fun.
Right. We'll group them by theme and see how they all work together strategically.
Cool.
So first up, we've got the foundational questions.
The basics.
Exactly. Your name, your title, company name, you know.
When it was founded.
The industry you're in.
Right, seem obvious.
But it's like setting the stage, right?
It is. It establishes credibility.
Right from the start. But it's not just about stating the facts. It's how you present them.
Yeah. I see what you mean.
Like, even something as simple as the founding date.
Huh.
You could just say it, or you could turn it into, like, a story.
Oh, I like that.
Like, we started back in 2011 with just a dream and a shoestring budget.
Way more engaging.
Totally. It shows passion, dedication, experience.
And sets up the journey.
Exactly. Which leads us to the next group, target audience questions.
Oh, yeah. Who are you talking to?
Who are you serving? What problem are you solving for them? B2B, B2C.
Right. Got to be clear about that.
And this is where you show that you really understand your niche.
You've done your research.
Exactly. All right. Now, things get really interesting with the value proposition questions.
Yeah. The meat of it.
What makes you unique? What benefits do you offer? What successes have you had?
Show, don't tell.
Prove you can deliver.
Mm.
Okay, and finally, we have the vision and needs questions.
Looking ahead.
Where do you see your business going? What are your big goals?
I mean, what do you need to get there?
Right. Funding.
Mm.
Partnerships.
Maybe just some good advice.
By articulating your needs, you're opening doors for collaboration.
Inviting others to be part of your journey.
Exactly. So we've got all these questions, all these different pieces of the puzzle.
Now we got to see how they fit together.
And how to use them to create a killer elevator pitch.
Can't wait to see how it all comes together.
Me too. But first, we need to take a quick break. We'll be back in a flash to dive deeper into the entrepreneurial wisdom of Mark Oretzkin.
This is the Startup Report.
This is Mark Oretzkin. I am a student of the Queen of Pitch, who sold $2.5 billion in goods and services during her TV career. Join Forbes Riley hashtag Forbes Riley Pitch Secrets Masterclass on Zoom every Sunday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Interested? Register here http://donatmiss.info.
This was the Startup Report.
All right, so we've got all these questions.
Right, like pieces of the puzzle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But how do we actually put them together?
And do a killer elevator pitch.
Exactly. And remember those scenarios we talked about before?
The conference, the late arrival.
Yeah, yeah.
Back row networker. Even
each one needs a slightly different approach, right?
But the core message, that stays the same.
You got it. It's all about tailoring it to the situation.
Okay, so let's say you're that VIP at the conference.
Okay.
Everyone's hanging on your every word.
Usher's on.
You could start with a confident intro, you know?
Name, title, company.
Yeah, then maybe touch on the industry, founding date.
Establish that credibility.
And then, bam, right into who you serve, the benefits you offer.
The value you bring.
Don't forget a clear call to action, though.
Like, schedule a meeting. Check out our website.
Gotta tell people what to do next.
Makes sense.
Now, what about that back row scenario?
Ooh, gotta grab their attention quickly.
Maybe a bold statement.
Or an anecdote, something that hooks them.
Yeah, like, we helped X company achieve Y amazing results.
Boom. Instant credibility.
Right. And the late arrival.
Ah, always awkward.
But you can own it.
How?
A little humor, you know, sorry I'm late, traffic was crazy.
And then jump right in, full energy.
People appreciate someone who can adapt.
Right? Absolutely. So the thing is, with a Redskins framework, the delivery changes.
Right.
But the substance, those 16 questions.
That's your foundation.
It's about knowing those answers so well.
That you can handle any situation.
Yeah, it becomes part of you.
Like second nature.
When you believe in what you're saying.
That's when you really connect with people.
Authenticity shines through.
Of course, it does.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. You know, Redskin doesn't stop at just the spoken word.
Oh, there's more.
He's got all these additional resources to help you really showcase your business.
Interesting.
He talks about an electronic business card.
Okay, so not just a piece of paper.
No, this is next level.
Like what?
Imagine someone scans your card and boom.
What happens?
Up pops a video showing your product in action. Testimonials.
Wow, that's impressive.
And of course, a clear call to action.
Taking it up a notch.
He's also got this platform, the Startup Video Press Release Builder.
Okay, what is that?
It's SAW. Helps you create those essential marketing materials.
Like what kind of materials?
Press releases, audio files for podcasts.
Oh, wow.
Even professionally produced videos.
That's amazing. Especially for startups, you know, who might not have the budget.
Exactly. And what's cool, a Redskin uses the platform himself.
Really?
Yeah. And encourages others to do it too.
He's walking the walk.
He is. And he's got this whole affiliate program. You can even earn commissions.
Like spreading the word.
Yeah. So he's created this whole ecosystem to support entrepreneurs.
From pitch to product launch.
Pretty awesome, man.
Yeah, it is. It shows he's not just about making money.
It's about helping others succeed.
And sharing what he's learned along the way.
Exactly. Okay, now let's shift gears a bit.
Where are we going?
Let's talk about this project section.
Okay.
This is where Oritzkin gets personal.
Oh.
Talks about his own mentors, the importance of collaboration.
You can really see how much he values those relationships.
He does. Like, he talks about Laurel Langemeyer.
Okay.
She's a mentor who taught him about connecting with people.
On a deeper level.
Yeah, not just surface level networking.
That's crucial in business.
It is. And then there's Bill Walsh.
Another mentor.
Yeah, he helped Redskin with prioritization. Organization.
Staying focus.
And through Walsh's program, a Redskin met Maele Ballesteros.
Okay, who's that?
She's a freelance writer, journalist.
Huh.
And they started brainstorming.
About what?
Her ideal customer, you know.
Okay.
And they realized there's this huge market of startups.
Struggling to get their message out.
Yeah. And that's how the Startup Video Sales Sheet Builder was born.
From a simple conversation. That's amazing.
It is. And Walsh encouraged them to formalize their collaboration.
Through mentorship.
Right. And, you know, their initial idea, it evolved over time.
As things do.
When Ballesteros moved on, Oretzkin didn't give up.
He kept going.
He saw the potential for something even bigger.
And he teamed up with Zeke Rich.
To create the SaaS platform we know today.
Wow. So it was a whole process.
It was. And, you know, he didn't stop there.
He kept iterating.
He brought on more people, talented individuals.
To bring his vision to life.
His son even composed music for the video presentations.
A family affair. I love that.
But then disaster struck. His server crashed.
Oh, no.
The whole application gone.
That's devastating.
Yeah, it was. But he didn't give up.
Of course not. He's an entrepreneur.
He found this amazing programmer, Igor Korolev, from Russia on Upwork.
Wow. So technology connecting people globally.
And together, they rebuilt the application.
Talk about resilience.
And then he brought on a Ukrainian company.
For what?
To develop the front-end interface.
Dedication.
It's inspiring, right?
Yeah. It shows that when you have a shared vision,
you can overcome anything.
Okay, so we've seen how this project came together.
The people, the challenges.
Yeah, I'm really curious about Mark Redskin himself.
Yeah, what makes him tick?
Let's dive into that.
All right, so we talked about the project.
The Startup Video Press Release Builder.
Yeah. And all the people involved.
Really fascinating how it all came together.
But now, let's get to know Mark Redskin himself a bit better.
Yeah, the man behind the curtain.
Exactly. So his story is not exactly a straight line.
Oh.
He was actually born in the former Soviet Union.
Huh, interesting.
Moved to California in 91.
Okay.
And for years, he was an engineer. Yeah. Super successful, worked on all sorts of projects.
What kind of projects?
Civil defense, you name it.
Wow, so a strong technical background.
Oh, yeah. Tons of inventions, publications.
He could have just stayed on that path.
He could have. But then, in 2011...
What happened?
He takes a leap, starts his own company.
Call.
AML Consulting, doing business as Perfect Invention.
Perfect Invention, huh?
And guess what they focused on?
What?
Helping inventors.
Ah, so he's using his experience...
To empower others. He gets the struggles inventors face.
Not just the creative side, but the business side, too.
Exactly. He's been there, done that.
And now he's paying it forward.
Which brings us to his latest project, right?
The Startup Video Press Release Builder.
Hosted at thestartupreport.net.
Okay.
It's like all his experience, his passion, it's all in this one tool.
Yeah, it's more than just a business for him.
The mission. He wants to see other entrepreneurs succeed.
And he's giving them the tools to do it.
Exactly. So I think that's a great takeaway for our listeners. Yeah. Entrepreneurship is a journey.
Both ups and downs.
You got to be willing to learn, to adapt, to collaborate.
Like Mark Oretzkin did.
And most importantly, have a clear vision.
And the drive to see it through.
No matter what. And, you know, throughout all this, there's one thing Oretzkin keeps coming back to.
What's that?
The power of a good story. A compelling message.
Being able to explain your vision.
Concisely. Clearly, you know?
Yeah.
So here's something for everyone listening to think about.
Okay.
What's your story? What are your 16 questions?
Whether it's a business, a project, or even just a personal goal.
What do you want to achieve? How will you explain it?
That's a powerful question.
And that's a wrap on this deep dive into the world of Mark Oretzkin. We hope you've enjoyed exploring his entrepreneurial wisdom with us.
And remember, keep learning, keep growing, and keep diving deep.
We'll see you next time.
This is the Startup Report.
Hello. The Startup Report introducing Mr. Mark Oretzkin. With 40 years in engineering and multiple patents and publications with his name, Mr. Oretzkin is sharing his expertise. Mr. Oretzkin is the founder of the Perfect Invention, LLC. This company was founded in December 2011. It is part of the inventor's help industry. Mr. Oretzkin says, "We are service-oriented business-to-business company. Our customers are inventors. We are helping inventors with idea development, engineering, prototyping, and referrals. My book Invention Factory Blueprint is available on Amazon. Our goal is to help our customers even more. We are looking for help with marketing. For further inquiry, please contact us at phone 1-949-874-2775, website http://www.perfectinvention.com or email mark.oretzkin@perfectinvention.com.
This was the Startup Report.
This podcast episode was sponsored by the Startup Report, home of the revolutionary SaaS platform, the Startup Video Press Release Builder.
This was the Startup Report.